Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Man, I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday. We about to have a hell of an episode today. There's been a lot of stuff going on this week, man. But at the end of the day, we still getting better. We still getting fitter. We still making great podcasts. We still making great content. And the list goes on. I could sit here all day. And I'm fit. So I'm blessed. We got another podcast episode. So I'm blessed. We got the best audience. The best playback gang. The best live audience. So we blessed. And listen, man, if this is your first time watching, make sure you hit the like button. You probably wonder why you need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a tank top on, with some weak tattoos, with some weak sunglasses indoors. Why I got to hit the like button for this corny ninja? I'm going to tell you why you got to hit the like button for this corny ninja. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the most entertaining, the dopest, the illest fitness podcast out. And listen, man, I need the returners to hit the like button. And I need the playback gang to absolutely hit the like button. Playback gang, keep the show alive. Playback gang been going crazy lately. I definitely appreciate y'all, the ones who missed the live. But listen, man, oh my goodness. They tearing me up in the comments. We might have to visit that after the show because we got a lot to cover today. But listen, man, they said I'm evil because I'm telling y'all to get fit. They said I'm evil spirited because I want better for y'all. They said I'm evil spirited because I want y'all to stop big backing calorie stacking and calorie packing.
Big back activity.
They just said I'm an evil spirit. They saying all types of stuff about your boy. They saying I need to stop speaking about women. They saying I hate females.
What?
But they don't say the females that agree with me hate females.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
It's getting crazy out here, man. And the fellas, we're going to get on the fellas. We're going to have a nice little talk about the fellas today, man.
No diddy, you know?
I don't know what's going on out here, but it's a lot of... ladies, I feel bad for y'all. If these are the men y'all got to choose from, I feel bad. But we're going to save it for the show because y'all know I could sit here all day and get the podcast started with no content. See, Marty Fick could do a podcast with zero content. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get in these comments, man. Wicked Scorpion, what's going on, bro? Chunk Funk is the new normal body. That's body odor. That's crazy. Is that the rumbling from Attack on Titan? Didn't know you like anime, Unc. Here you go. I don't know where it's from, bro. Yeah, we've seen we've covered a couple of those. I think that was before you got to the show. But the What I Eat in a Day videos, it really don't add nothing to the show, man. You know, sad part, especially in the black community, if you're not doing any real ninja-ish, like not working out and taking care of yourself, you're acting white. We're going to have a nice talk about the black community. Listen, if it's your first time watching, we talk about white community, black community, Hispanic community. But I'm telling you right now, the black community is getting cooked today.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It is. It has to. Y'all go ahead, bro. What up, Steph? Kirsten. another live with Coach. Shout out to Coach C. Marty Fit. Bro, y'all are wild. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? Finally called a live. Vergoian Vixen, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
It's been a while. Joe Thomas, what up? KG, what up? Stretching while listening to the podcast, good stuff. Jessica J., good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I haven't seen that name before, so if it's your first episode, we appreciate you. America has a big problem, soft mind, soft body.
Big back activity.
Big spider in the building. Who getting the ring, the Thunder or the Pacers? That's a great question. Tomorrow, Thursday, too? I'm rocking with the Thunder, man. Beth Ann Brown is a natural-born female right now. I give you permission to keep talking. You're telling the truth. It's hard, but it's fair, and you're hilarious. Beth Ann Brown, appreciate you. A few years ago, super big-back white woman from West Virginia started my job. First thing she said was in an interracial marriage. I said, I know ninjas love Jigglypuffs. They sure do. Is that gay dude who you called a pumpkin still talking about you like a bitter woman? Yep. Well, I'm going to keep it real. I started trolling him, so he left me alone. I actually trolled him today on Threads. I trolled him, so he's leaving me alone now. But don't think I'm done with him yet. I'm not done with him. He's going to be back on the show at some point. Jennifer, what up? Hey, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right, y'all remember Bow Wow? Little Bow Wow. You just don't know that little Bow Wow. He's capping.
Stop the cap.
Apparently, people called him fat, and this was his response. Let's check it out.
Fat. I'm like, yo, I'm an actor. Like, y'all do know, like, I be having, like, put on, like, if I have a role to do, I'm gonna get fat. Like, stop the cap.
You're gonna get fat because you have a role to do. Well, Ninja, you ain't had a role since Roll Bounce. You ain't had a role since Like Mike. Fellas, stop making excuses if people call you
it's
fat.
It's a reason. Like, I'm not just getting. If I gotta get fat, it's a reason why I gotta get fat. Like, don't call me fucking fat and don't know the facts.
Well, if somebody calls you fat, it must be true.
Like, I'm now back at my shit. Now nigga cut up lean.
Hey, Melissa.
Nigga popped up at Malia.
What
tour,
up,
nigga,
baby?
Nigga, like, yeah.
I'm cool with you flexing when you get lean, but you know you was fat beforehand, Ninja.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Celebrate this shit and shot a clock. I deserve it.
Why every time people lean out and get back in shape, they deserve some shots?
Niggas play with me too long. Y'all don't understand how this shit feel. They play with me too long. You not, like, you ever understand? This is why I'm going live, because I'm going to pop my shit. When I go, it's going to go. They play with me too long.
So that's, play on my
no, no, but that's like anybody. You got that job, that bitch, like whoever. When you feel like niggas playing with you, and you finally reach that level.
Oh, brother. Anyway, man.
Oh, brother.
Listen, guys.
This guy stinks.
Listen, guys. If you gain weight, I need you to own it.
Nope.
I need you to be honest about it. Don't sit here and talk about you had a movie. What movie was Bow Wow in? I'm pretty sure that us in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Would know if Bow Wow was in a movie. And personally, I've seen Bow Wow in Washington, D.C. multiple times.
What?
At the club.
What?
When he comes in town, I've been out multiple times and seen him at the club.
What?
The ninja's going crazy on the Hennessy. Or tequila, whatever he had. Ninja, you got fat.
Nope.
So you can cut the bullshit. We don't listen to the bullshit here.
Bullshit?
All right. This is the problem with people in America and the black community specifically.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Every time somebody gets fat, all they want to do is lie. This ninja talking about he had a role and ain't had a role since Roll Bounce. Like Mike, sit your ass down. Whatever movies was Bow Wow in, I can't even remember. Was he in another movie? It don't matter. But anyway, and you ain't even been making no music. So you got plenty of time to work out. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And I'm killing y'all on the first video already.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, man. What Tubi movie production is he referring to? It is unclear. The only roles he have is roles. Yep. Bow Wow's insight on the Travis Hunter situation was on point, but aside from that, he's kind of a has-been. How many roles did he have before getting those roles? It's not like he a top-tier actor. Good point. Then Shorty, that's like 130 pounds, give him a beatdown. Who are you talking about? I don't remember either, bro. He was in one of the Fast and Furious movies. Oh, yeah. Well, that, which one? It was nine of them. He was probably on, in, what, Fast and Furious 2? What was that, 9 years ago? Last thing I seen was Lottery Ticket. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Lottery Ticket. What was that? 2010? 2011?
Nope.
Up in this bit, if you got to spend 20 M's on learning how to talk to ninjas, don't watch the podcast. He had a Tubi movie, maybe. Here go Bow Wow Welling doing the Bow Wow challenge again. He was probably doing those not safe for work movies, maybe. I don't know. F9, Fast Furious 2021. Oh, okay, that's still a long time ago. He got fat, but girls still rocking with him. I mean, bro, hold on, man. Are you on this podcast saying it's okay for ninjas to get fat?
Nope.
You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
The rest of this ninja. Fred Ix, I would have never expected that type of comment from you. He was in All About the Benjamins. Lottery Ticket was dumb. He was in Tyler Perry movie, too, where his cousin was really his birth mama. Oh, brother. It seems our community overlooks the fact that alcohol and beer makes you fat. Just like fried foods. Facts. Fred Ix a freak. He ain't have a role since Byron. He getting money though, head ass, man. Hey, let's keep it going, man. We killing y'all today, man. Dom DeMarco. How come men can't get fat, but you can't say women are getting fat? I mean, hey. Right, exactly. All right, man, we got, I think y'all saw my Instagram post, man. We got the Big Back Church, man. They say Christians are the biggest group of people. Christians are the most overweight group of people. So Christians are the fattest people. Let's check it out. I can't stand Tyler Perry movies, but this is a fitness podcast. We can go there, too. How often do you drink, C. Marty? I don't drink often. What is it? June? I've had alcohol 3 times this year. So, you know, not often, man. Once every other month was the ratio this year. But that's probably my ratio for the whole year. I probably drink like 6-7 times throughout the whole year. But, yeah, man, anyway, let's check out the Big Back Church, man, and let's see what they had to say. Where we at?
Christians as a whole are the most out of shape,
the most overweight people group.
Christians are supposed to be some of the strongest people in the world, right? You are connected to Christ, the ultimate light, right? You're supposed to be prepared for spiritual warfare. Absolutely. At all.
They only think Christ count if you show up at church. They don't do nothing else in the Bible outside of church
levels. Absolutely. Why have we accepted to just lay our swords down against food and this part of the fight? Why is that?
It's mind-boggling to me, you know, when I'm talking to people and they start telling me what they can't do. I'm like, wait a minute, because last time I checked, Philippians 4:13 says I can do all things through Jesus Christ.
They can do all things through Jesus Christ except for get a gym membership. They can do all things through Jesus Christ except for actually show up to the gym. And they can do all things through Jesus Christ, except for actually put the donuts down.
I mean, we on Sunday, we say, with God, all things are possible. By Tuesday, you tell me you can't do it. So it's a lip service. So I challenge them on the word. Either you believe God's word or you don't. Is it true? Or do you believe it's true or it's not?
Black Christians only, they want to be half Christians. And including myself, I'm not perfect either.
Nope.
But they sit here and will quote the Bible and say all these things, but the parts that they don't like, they just act like that don't exist in the Bible.
Nope.
God, because the word says I can do all things. So I think a lot of times we're thinking about what we can do in our own strength, and it's not about you. We're weak, but with him, all things are possible. So we have to go to him. We go to him for everything else. Go to him for this. So if a person's in the crossroads, right, and they say, oh, eat the broccoli or eat the donut, and you struggle, that's when you pray. I say, if you go to God in that instance, if you go to him and ask to be delivered, he's going to deliver you every single time. But here's the thing. You have to want to be delivered, and most people don't want to be delivered. They just want to be forgiven, okay? They want to eat it and then repent.
I don't even think they're repenting for it. I don't even know if we've categorized that as sin.
They're not repenting for it because they don't know. One, they don't know it's wrong. Black people don't preach that to each other.
Nope.
We're uninformed when it comes to nutrition.
Nope.
We're uninformed on the benefits of working out.
Nope.
And I can continue, but I don't want to get political or get canceled here.
Nope.
But they don't. There's no repentance when it comes to Christians eating poorly and not exercising.
I don't think we consider food as spiritual warfare.
Oh, it is.
Many of the people who are teaching are out of shape.
Hey, man, fire video, man. Now, you know, when you go to a black church, you have an overweight pastor, you have overweight ushers, you have an overweight congregation. It's ridiculous. And what's crazy to me is these people will come in my comments talking about I need to pray because I called out a big back. But they don't think they need to pray with their big back.
Big back activity.
But in all seriousness, man, I had an episode on this a while ago and I was just talking about, you know, there were consequences in the Bible. There were literally consequences in the Bible for people being gluttons. That's the first part. The second part, look at any story in the Bible. My favorite one is Moses going to the promised land. Them ninjas was doing so much walking that you couldn't be overweight and be a liability.
Nope.
Because you wouldn't have made it to the promised land.
Nope.
And them ninjas had to fight and take over other villages and nations.
Nope.
So I don't know what part of the Bible you think Big Back was in there.
Big Back activity.
I don't know what part of our ancestors you say were Big Backs.
Big Back activity.
That affect you being a Big Back now. This is a new thing. So we talking history. We talking repentance. We talking actual movement and burning calories. Did David sit on the couch and eat chips and cookies before he had to beat Goliath?
Nope.
I don't think so. But it's literally, it's like an oxymoron. You go to church, you read all these scriptures, and you don't even take care of your temple. You don't even take care of the one thing God gave you that you actually have control over. You have control over what you eat. You have control over moving your body. You can't prioritize everything that work, right? You don't even, we're not even going to talk about prioritizing work and finances because ninjas be lazy. And that as well. Ninja's whole life be messed up. I'm trying not to cuss on this church segment. But it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Big Back Christians have to get it together. It's ridiculous out here. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. See, when I do the church segments, I can't go off too much. We got plenty to go off on today, though. Don't worry. We got plenty to go off on today. But yeah, let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? Where we at in these comments? they can do all things, but don't want to do all things that will help them get in shape. Facts. You will never find more fat people in one spot than a black church, and that's a fact. Man, and what's crazy is they gonna big back at the functions. They gonna big back after the funeral. They gonna big back on Easter Sunday. They're going to big back on communion. they going to find a reason to big back. Big back on New Year's Eve. Cognitive dissonance example. Not considering food discipline as part of resisting temptation. Man, we can go there, but this ain't a church episode because some of these pastors out here, they don't know what resisting temptation means. I mean, we ain't going to get into that. They be quick to get that Sunday soul food brunch right after church. Plate got 2,000 calories alone. Go to the, if you got Silver Diner in your city or state, go to Silver Diner after church. It's filled with all types of back. Big backs, wide backs, large backs, linebackers, full backs, defensive back. No such thing as an offensive back, but they got offensive backs in that motherfucker too. Gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins, but the community does not want to talk about that concerning big back activity.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And the new thing, this is not related to church, but the new thing in the black community is them calling it a European body standard.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're going to have to do an episode on that. Because I've seen some bullshit posts about that. Folks will pray, but won't put their work in. Faith without works is dead. So faith without working out yields to the Lord quicker. Oh, man. And listen, that's what I told. I said that the other day because they got mad at me saying I need to pray for the person I was talking about in the video. I said, what is praying going to do? If you don't walk down and get a Planet Fitness membership, what's prayer going to do? I don't think it works like that. I don't think you're about to pray the fat off. Did you pray to get the fat on? Let's say a prayer for these big backs. And yet they'll make contributions every Sunday to fund the pastor's gym membership. Oh, yeah, the pastor in the gym. Pastor ain't getting fat. He got to keep his image up. Pastor got to fit in that sports car he got. Pastor got to fit in that sports car. You can't come to church not looking good. So you're going to keep telling me to get fat and keep taking your money. That is what it is. The same Christians will call somebody zesty or a pedo who is into fitness. But won't call the pastor zesty or a pedo. Let's keep it fitness because we ain't going there today. I hope I don't go to jail tonight, but if black folks got threatened with slavery, they would be out of breath and not put up a fight. Listen. I have a crazy comment that I'm not even going to repeat, but I absolutely agree with you. I have a comment, but I'm not going to do that today because Ninjas is going to be mad at me. I'm going to lose some subscribers, but you're right. They will be out of breath. Could be hypocritical. You're right. The only ones to fight are the in-shape ones, man. Can he bite them? What's good? What's causing people to be so big? Man, it's a lot of things, man. We got indoctrination camps. We got encouragement. We got dudes with low standards. We got all types of excuses. We got all types of things, man. We talk about it all here, man. Triple-decker back. Church dinners in the basement before the next service. Eating more than sitting. Man. Some people just go to repass. They didn't even know the deceased. Oh, my God. We ain't even going to do that. Listen, all facts. All dogs go to heaven, but them grizzly bears and buffalo is too heavy for them heaven wings. Spider-Mode 316. Their communication crackers are Lay's chips. Hey, yo. That's crazy, bro. Ebony Evans, what's good? Pastor got to fit them tailor suits. I'm telling you. Pastor ain't about to be out here looking bad, but he going to keep telling you to get fat. Golden Corral in here in the Bronx on Sundays is in line out the door for after service Big Backs. Golden Corral is another one. Big Backs flood the Golden Corral after church. Golden Corral and Silver Diner. Am I missing any other restaurants? Do they be at IHOP too? I don't know. Pastor is a vegan and drinks lemon water while the congregation is on meds for sugar, high cholesterol, and heart disease. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. We got some stuff today, man. Black folks will eat the same food at the repast that put their loved ones in the grave. Man, Mimi Gibson, what's going on? All right, listen, real quickly, we just going to go through this, man. We're going to talk about how this fast food affects your mind and be having people crashing out, man. Let's check it out.
Oh, my girl clowning bad. My girl fixing her own.
She behind the counter doing stuff like this. You ain't never see this at the salad spot.
All right.
With the baby in her hand, what you think the baby gonna turn into? Another Big Back.
Big Back activity.
Wait, bitch, no.
And this mom ain't Big Back yet because she only 22 years old acting like
Big
this.
Big Back activity.
Wait till that fat kick in. Oh yeah, she destined to be Big Back. She got that build at a young age.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, man, you only see this happen with out of shape people in black neighborhoods.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
And listen, I understand this food desert myth.
Nope.
I'm not rocking with the food desert myth. People sit here and say, well, black people ain't got no healthy food to eat. I told y'all, you got a grocery store with fruits and vegetables at the grocery store and lean protein at the grocery store. That's the first rebuttal I have. Ninjas don't even eat that. The second rebuttal I have on this side, I lived in an affluent white area. I lived in Woodland Hills, California for 2 years. They got Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
They got Shake Shack. They got Dunkin' Donuts. The white neighborhood got all the same restaurants. Now, I will say they got Sweet Green and Tender Greens and what's the other one? Chopped Salad. And they do got them spots too. But my point is, you don't have to eat that shit. Your grown ass is making a conscious decision to go in this damn restaurant and crash out.
Oh, my girl clowning bad.
I ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
Order.
The fuck I am.
All right.
She ain't want to wait. She worried about the wrong weight.
Brownie's bitch.
Yeah, this is crazy, man.
Girl.
Yeah.
It ain't working.
Yeah, man, it's the Big Back food have you crashing out, man. You wonder why, you know, we got so much bullshit going on in the community. Look what we put in our bodies. Motherfuckers mad for no reason, sluggish, angry, ready to crash out. This shit don't make no sense, man. Jesus carried the cross on his back, and Big Back's carrying all that Big Back on their backs.
Big Back activity.
They carrying a back on top of a back.
Your back has a back.
Golden Corral sucks, but if it's in the Bronx, I can see why a bunch of Big Back hood rats love that. That's crazy. Beth Ann, Cracker Barrel, I don't know about that one. I don't know about if the black people really care for Cracker Barrel.
We do not care.
What the hell is right? Denny's? Disgusting. Waffle House? The fact they expose their kids to this behavior is problematic, and part of the reason the community is the way it is. Yep. And that's why the community's Big Back, too, because they expose the Big Backs. She gonna talk to another bitter black woman acting like a stereotype. Man.
You know, black people.
No.
I wish I had the same type of energy fixing something healthy to eat at Sweet Green or Whole Foods, man. You know, black people, there's a special place in hell for people who treat service workers like that. I agree. What in the food stamp section 8 and child support while the baby daddy getting his rubber band stretched in jail is this? I don't know, but they better enjoy that section 8 before, because you know Trump taking it away.
Look at my African American over here.
That's what Uncle T said when he seen the video.
Look at my African American over here.
I'm African, and African food is typically healthier than soul food, so miss you with that. Hey, go ahead, bro. I used to order out, eat fast food, and BS since I started buying fresh ingredients and cooking at home. I save so much money. Food desert is just an excuse. Yep, just like this. Where my button at?
The diet don't work for you the same.
Shannon Sharp about to send us to Dr. Umar and be like, see?
Strike three, you're out.
I ain't saying I condone this or the choice of restaurant, but I understand. You're out of here, bruh.
Strike three, you're out.
The affluent white people eat that stuff in moderation. We do all the time, every day. Fast food expensive than a motherfucker. Yep. Can't beat the stereotype with this video. I know, nephew. It's a lot of chicks out there who only got a baby because she got a fat ass. It can't be her winning personality. That's
big back activity.
Fat ass and a big back. As the young people say, Cracker Barrel's mid. It is. I was about to do Kava the other day. Them pita chips was taking too long. Go grocery shopping. Facts. No babe with a damn baby in her hand. I hope the baby's father sees this and contacts CPS. Is it because my fupa big? Yes.
Is that because my fupa big?
And guess what? We got one more on the menu. We got one more on the menu for the big back crash out. Let's check it out, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. How you so big you can't even swing at somebody? Oh, she about to fall. Oh, you know her heart beating like a motherfucker. Oh, my God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You know, black people.
No. Black people were cooked.
Not in your face.
I'm telling you, the food affects your mental, and it affects your mood. It affects how you act. What is there to possibly fight about in this McDonald's? It's no way you fighting if you went to the gym, got you a little protein shake, got you a little smoothie. It ain't no way. She can't even walk.
Ain't no way, boy.
She can't even walk. Talking about a hoe, talk that shit, hoe.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Black people, we took an elder.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's getting crazy out here, man. Exactly, man.
You know, black people.
No, no.
You say so much money just eating eggs, bacon, rice, and chicken at McDonald's all the time. You really do, man. You really do. Another size 8 chick, man. Size 8 is crazy, Casso. My heart went out. My heart went out is crazy.
My leg went out.
I already said he in prison with those Diddy affiliates. Go ahead, bro. Heart definitely beating 100 miles per hour with a 500 RPM. Facts. She barely walking. What the what? Man, listen. And so many people don't realize while foods taste so much better than fast food, but it requires a change of mindset and lifestyle, and people are just scared to do it. And when you eat clean, your taste buds change. Pause, no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
So you're not even going to crave the fast food. Like, you'll actually find yourself craving fruit or craving a bougie-ass sparkling water like I be having here. That's no cap.
Stop the cap.
I'm waiting for Wicked and Spidey to chime in about that big back and black and her chunk funk aroma. Y'all are wild. If he forgot her mixed sauce, he did her a big-ass favor. She definitely be stealing honey buns and sticky traps out the dollar store. She can't walk. Tired out like she was a gorilla that went against 100 men. Man, Ben and Roll Batty is crazy. Big moves like the ninjas and AI, man. So big she can't even swing. That's what I'm saying. How you so big you can't swing at somebody to defend yourself? If a big back say they gonna whip your ass, that's cap.
Stop the cap.
She almost torn ACL, MCL, LCL, and BCL, backCL.
Big back activity.
If you were there, C. Marty, would you have broke up the fight? I ain't breaking up no fight. These ninjas be having straps on them. Y'all got it. I'd probably just leave, go to my car, get up out of there, and just be having straps. I'm good. She'll be the first one submitting to slavery because she can't run. It's cooked for her. How come all the fighting in these fat fast food restaurants is by the big back women? Hardly no men, big back or otherwise.
Big back activity.
That's another conversation for another day. She was mad. She looked like a big stinking ass fool. She literally too fat to function like a normal human being. That's a waste of your life living like that. And they gonna call her beautiful and tell her she fine just the way she is. Her leg for sure went out.
My leg went out.
She I think she already was on a few thumbnails.
Dom DeMarco.
That's Saratoga water. First of all, man, hold on. I was drinking the Saratoga before Ashton Hall did that shit, bro. I was drinking it. Y'all been watching. I've been drinking all types of sparkling waters. Liquid Death, Saratoga, Polar, LaCroix. Come on, man. Y'all going to do me like that? I've been drinking sparkling water forever, bro. Y'all going to do me like that? That's crazy, bro. What kind of ambulance pick up such individual? What you call them joints? A crane? Her hormones went out to a construction crane, caterpillar company. Most of these fights are started by obese black women and sometimes obese Hispanic and white women. She did look like Oprah before the white man pistol whipped her. Yo, shut up. Unk sponsored by Saratoga, waking up at 3 a.m. one day, man. All right, we chill, Marty, don't name the waters until you get a check. That's true, that's true. All right, we got to have a talk with the fellas in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So we have to, we got a lot of simp-ass ninjas in the black community.
Nope.
White community, too, but we just on black people today. That's all I could find for the show. And ladies tend to listen to these guys.
Nope.
And they think it's real life. And these simp ninjas and a lot of these women are not living in reality. Let's check out this guy here and how lowly he thinks of black women in the black community.
I think she's beautiful, and I'm sick of people acting like our mama's not fat. I grew up thinking if your mama wasn't fat, she wasn't a real mama, because every mama I knew was fat.
Hold up.
No diddy, you know?
Your mama not fat? What's wrong with your mama? She might be a crackhead. I'm serious. I thought mamas came fat. Shit, I didn't know no.
I thought mamas came fat.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
No different than a fat black woman, bitch. What are you talking about? Beautiful.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
This is what the black community thinks of black women. I don't know how black women aren't offended by this. I don't know how black women aren't offended that black men just expect them to be fat. Well, black women too. But the black community just expects our women to be fat. And you're not a real mama if you aren't fat.
Nope. I think she's beautiful, and I'm sick of people acting like our mama's not fat. I grew up
not fat.
No diddy, you know.
And nothing against the gay community. I ain't got no problem with the gay community, but ladies, first of all, we got simp ninjas telling y'all to stay. Hold on, let me take this off the screen because it's getting serious real quick. I'm going to put the screen back up. We got simp ninjas telling y'all to stay out of shape. Keep your ass fat.
Nope.
Stay thick.
Nope.
All the bullshit. That's a problem. Now you got fat gay dudes telling you that you're not a mom if you ain't fat.
Nope.
But y'all would get mad at me and like other ninjas on this podcast that's telling y'all the truth when y'all like straight men and date straight men. But you don't want no weak ass simp ninja and you don't date gay men. So why does their opinion hold more weight than us? Make that shit make sense.
Thinking if your mama wasn't fat, she wasn't a real mama. Because every mama I knew was fat.
Every mama I knew was fat.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So because my small-minded ass was only in the black community, I think that every mama's supposed to be fat. And that goes to show you right there, this thought process just shows how unhealthy we are as a community.
Nope.
This shows why we got songs like this.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
That's why we got songs like this get popular every time Thanksgiving come around. Because our community just expected to be out of shape, big back, and just eat.
Your mama not fat? What's wrong with your mama? She's gonna be a crackhead.
Is this English?
I'm serious. I thought mamas came fat. Shit, I didn't know no different than a fat black woman, bitch. What are you talking about? Beautiful.
This is crazy, man. And this nonsense right here, they gonna say, well, stop giving black men podcasts. That is not the majority of black men, and that's not the thought process of intelligent black men. I mean, that is so disrespectful to women. And women think I'm disrespectful for women. Disrespectful to women for having a somewhat of a standard for y'all. For telling y'all could do better. But I'm the bad guy. But this ninja's cool. The flying rainbow
No Diddy, you know?
It's cool. Y'all gonna listen to that shit. We gonna look at it one more time.
She's beautiful, and I'm sick of people acting like our mama's not fat. I grew up thinking if your mama wasn't fat, she wasn't a real mama, because every mama I knew was fat.
Dog, that's so ignorant, bro.
I was like, hey, your mama not fat? What's wrong with your mama? She wanna be a crackhead. I'm serious. I thought all mamas, I thought mamas came fat. Shit, I didn't know no different than a fat black woman, bitch. What are you talking about? Beautiful.
You know what, man? This guy stinks. You know what, man? I got some good videos on here today, but we got to go through these comments because the comments were diabolical. So I'm gonna get through our comments first. And then we are going to look this up. So let me just pull it up so I have it ready when I get through our comments. Because I saw what I seen one joint that said of American, what did it say? BBWs are the standard. Something crazy like that in the comments. So let's get through. Let's see what y'all got to say. We're going to keep it going. We might just stay. This might be the last video of the day because this, we got to unpack this. We got to unpack this big back
activity.
This big back.
First of all,
that's past pause, man.
It's definitely past pause. Where we at these comments, man? I think I went too far. Yeah, we went past here. I went past here. Y'all funny as fuck in the comments. My mama wasn't fat, the fuck? My mom had a little, she gained some weight. She had a phase, but my mom, she got that up off her. She said, this ain't right. Rubber band stretch right there. I'm pretty sure he has boobs. He definitely has boobs.
No Diddy, you know?
I'm not reading that. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
He sound like the baby I've been fat and gay all my life.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life.
He does.
My car shake when I get in.
He does sound just like that. He was probably one of the people buying Suge Knight butter. That's crazy. Old brother and people listening to this Zesty Simp, my mom is petite. You're not a real mother if you're not fat. That's actually terrible. I don't know how black women aren't offended by that. I noticed that ninjas raised by by fat single moms is probably.
No Diddy, you know.
Definitely Zest Fest. Black fatigue intensifies. Yeah, black people tired of this, man, and people calling it out. This is crazy, bro. Stupid ass logic. Since when Bambas wanted to date their own mama? Yo, it's crazy, bro. Like, maybe I learned that I don't want an unhealthy woman because I saw what it did to my mom. Not my mom personally, but what's wrong with that? With wanting better for your family trajectory. I had black fatigue 10 years ago. Yo, me too. I've been had black fatigue and white fatigue.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yo, I'm tired of both of them. He's speaking Ebonics, definitely not speaking English.
Nope.
And since he's not speaking English.
Shut up, bitch.
That's what I got to say. Combined with fat fatigue. That's why this is a safe place for me. In a world full of BBLs and big women, calling fitness women sick is insane. That's why I stay here to validate I'm not going insane. No, you're not going insane. And guess what? We happy to have you here. This is definitely a safe space for common sense people. Example of poor guidance from birth. Man, thank God my mom wasn't fat because I might have grown up like him. But this is a fitness podcast, man.
No Diddy, you know.
Yo, no shade to that community, but it's the truth, man. Don't care what a man that sword fights has to say. It's barbecue in there.
It's barbecue in there.
He done had a whole lot of barbecue right before the podcast.
It's barbecue in there.
He had the barbecue, then went to the drive-thru.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Is Big Back Zesty Raul part of our community with his low expectations? If I find out this ninja's Hispanic.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We're going to have a real problem. And we got to address some of the stereotypes in the black community. To be honest, I think a good chunk of women want people to placate them. Placate to them. I don't even know that word. All the time. Particularly from gay men. That aren't sexually attracted to them. I think that, yeah. a lot of women just have an obsession with hearing the hearing what makes them feel good, hearing a sugar-coated message, hearing a message sprinkled with butterflies and sprinkles and big back frosting.
Big back activity.
That's what women want to hear. It's a trick of the enemy to platform. They platform men who tell women to be as unattractive as possible to men. Be fat, be loud and ratchet, be masculine. But it's the men who are sassy for disliking it. It's crazy. Yeah, we got some very destructive podcasts in the black community. And they act like my podcast is destructive.
What?
I really don't care.
Shut up, bitch.
I got one more. I really don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
This is one of the craziest things you posted. If your mom wasn't fat, she was a crackhead. Hey, if you guys want me to react to this on Instagram and TikTok, let me know. Let's really get some folks upset. When women hear criticism from straight men, it reaffirms that they're undesirable in the eyes of the men they're attracted to, and that realization stings. I think so. And a lot of people don't like to face the facts, you know, if it hurts. So that makes a lot of sense. Just like I said, dude, you call out the bullshit, they call you zesty, but they'll listen to a zesty ninja like this.
No diddy, you know?
That makes no sense. Dead at the Flying Rainbow. Yeah, definitely Flying Rainbow. He is talking positive like he's dating them. Oh, my God. Yo, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
Like, sorry to get explicit. I don't know if y'all got kids around. I'm about to say something crazy, so close the ears. But, like, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
Ladies, he do the same positions y'all do. And y'all gonna listen to him. That's crazy. Pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's crazy.
I made the decision not to be a big back a year ago. Staying strong and staying motivated. My guy, good shit, Kenneth Dockery. And then you're talking about women's beauty when they down low. Man, does it even make sense? I got immense black fatigue. It's crazy how many black people are not level-headed and completely ignorant. Like this video here, completely ignorant. I suffer from victim fatigue. As a black man in Alabama, I've had white fatigue too. So yeah, both races piss me off. Yeah, it's definitely some white fatigue out here. White people watching the show like, see, you see, there's a black man talking about it. No, we got white fatigue too.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know, white people in the background like, yeah, we had the day off on C. Marty Fitz podcast.
Nope.
Nah, we're going to get on the white people too.
Nope.
This just ain't the episode.
Nope.
We got plenty of episodes with the big back whites talking crazy.
Big back activity.
We got plenty of big back episodes with the whites saying shit like this.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Don't think y'all safe. White people who are virtue signalers irritate me. Oh, my God. Placateless, mad, hostile. Okay. Women like gay men because it's male validation without the pressure to be sexually available to them. Uh-oh.
Let him cook.
Uh-oh. Placate. Oh, okay, I said it correctly. That's what I thought. I thought I said it correctly. Make someone angry or hostile. Yeah. I put it together. Now, I might not know a word, but I could tell from the context what the word means. You know, I had a good ACT score and SAT score coming out of high school. Alright, I done wrote a few essays, alright? Yeah, he's not educated. Very, very much educated. I want to hear and see the truth. I don't even like the mirrors in the gym that make you look more toned. I need the real. I'm with you on that, bro. Definitely react. React. Alright, you know they gonna cancel my shit. You seen they try to cancel me last night. What's up, SAG? Ew, same positions as the ladies, insane. I'm just saying.
No diddy, you know?
I mean, like, and again, hope you don't have the kids around. I'm about to say something wild. Just get ready for it. Why y'all listening to a dude that do the same positions as y'all ladies? Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
Because I'm not listening to no dyke with a strap on. And I'm cool with plenty dykes. I have love for all of them. But I'm not listening to something. If you're going against something that I believe is best for my health, I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to you. I'm just saying. I'm not. It's all love. It's all love. Download Zesty Dude is up high. Hey, yo. Anyway, man. All right, so we're going to go to the comments here. Like I said, I had a whole episode planned, and we're going to stay on this topic. Let's watch it again just to refresh our memories one time.
I think she's beautiful, and I'm sick of people acting like our mama's not fat. I grew up thinking if your mama wasn't fat, she wasn't a real mama, because every mama I knew was fat. I was like, hey, your mama not fat? What's wrong with your mama? She might be a crackhead. I'm serious. I thought all mama. I thought mamas came fat. Shit, I didn't know no different than a fat black woman, bitch. What are you talking about?
Oh, beautiful. My God.
He
ain't even know what to say. He just said
he gotta eat.
Zesty Lemon Ninja. All right, we're gonna go through these comments real quick. Of the actual post. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button too, man. Your boy been working hard, man. This podcast is hard work. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. All right, let's check it out. Let's see these comments. Can y'all see this? Y'all in there? Yeah, y'all in there. All right. Excuse me. I didn't think skinny mamas could cook growing up. See?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
See? They could insult you if you ain't fat. I thought mamas came fat hit hard because yes. Yo. These the same women that said they are fat because of racism. They're racist to themselves.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Black women and men too are racist to themselves. They think lowly of themselves. Their standards are low for other black women. That's crazy to me. Like how you take a nap on a skinny mama at church, you can't. What? For real, oh my God, correct. I remember grabbing my mom's arms and that softness made me feel at home. Listen.
What?
We all love our mamas, bro. But you see, it's so normalized in our community, bro. Here we go. Plus size women are the standard.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Plus size women are the standard. We are officially cooked.
You know, black people.
No.
That's the bar. That's the bar for y'all ladies and black community. But ladies in other communities as well. Not my mama. She taught me the value of exercise and nutrition. Okay, shout out to her. I love it. You got a point. My mama wasn't fat and we ain't eat good. Okay. You a mama. Here we go. You a mama. You don't need to lose weight. If your mama was too skinny or losing weight, then they said she was on that stuff.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yo. Real talk. We're seeing it. We are seeing it. Think about it. When I call this shit out, people say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what women go through. I don't know what black women go through. But if you hold yourself to this standard, what type of bodies and what type of shape do you think you're going to be in? What do you think's going to happen? You think you're going to be fit? You're not going to tell me that this mindset doesn't affect people and their attitudes towards fitness. You're not going to tell me this doesn't contribute to the lack of effort, to the laziness, to not even trying, to writing off fitness before you even try, to writing off eating healthier before you even try. It's crazy, bro. She talking about her own mother. My mom was thin. I ain't learned how to cook till college. See, you throwing your own mother under the bus because your mother didn't live to this standard. You just, why do women want to be included in shit so bad? I grew up with a skinny mom and a skinny family. People assume we didn't eat, see? My mom is skinny, but she's also an almond mom. Is she white? Is that what that means?
How dare you?
Just a house full of goddamn ingredients, organic and gluten-free everything. So your mom, we got two cases here, back to back, where the moms didn't feed into the Big Bag shit. And these daughters are talking bad about their moms. Yo, you can't make this shit up. This is the best fitness podcast. This is the best fitness podcast out. We peeling the layer back. We peeling the curtain back. We got the proof right here. We got the proof. This is insane. I love your laugh. Pause.
No diddy, you know.
Yeah, I remember when my mommy and daddy split up and my mama started working out and losing weight. I remember crying in bed one night thinking she had cancer. She was just finding herself again. But Lord, I really thought it was the end. I never told you that, but I was scared. Conditioned to keep our women overweight. The problem is mama got big having kids. Some women got a three kids body with an original womb. Now here we are breaking down the examples that show the mindsets. That's enough of that. That show the mindsets, and we're blaming having kids. That's enough. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. You literally can't make this shit up. Where we at in the comments? Beautiful. Beautiful. He did say beautiful. What are you talking about, bro? Is he even coherent? It is unclear. Daniel Shannon, lucky he wasn't. It's like they shame skinny women in every facet of life. You a crackhead. You can't cook. You only like white women. Not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yo, black people are lost. Bro, he named his podcast after a line from Chicken Head by 36 Mafia. You wouldn't know anything about that C. Marty. Ain't his name like Fat and Something Podcast? Oh, no, it's Whatever Boy Podcast. Boy Whatever Podcast. That's what it's called. Is that from 36 Mafia? Yeah, I guess not. comment section, wow, if fat women are the standard, are fat men the standard too? I'll wait. They're not going to answer that one. I didn't know how big people were acting up this bad on social media. This kind of stuff doesn't show up in my algorithm. You know what? It doesn't show up in my algorithm either, but, you know, I got to thank y'all for sending me stuff. One of my followers sent me this today, and this went to the top of the list immediately. but they don't say this about white or Asian moms. That's why they single at the PTA meetings. That's crazy. Stop the cap. You'll never see an overweight Asian mom. They wish their mom was fat. Our people are beyond tired.
You know, black people.
No.
And when they touch the stove, a.k.a. heart attack, they want to care about health now. Yep. Black people got self-esteem issues for real. Yeah, we do. Straight up, I had this same conversation about weight loss and taking care of yourself. They swear you're on drugs if you lose weight, but they like it when you're unhealthy and suffering. Crazy. My mom is petite and cook better than those big mamas. Don't I say they think fitness women are sick? Yep. I'm going to keep it real though, C. Marty. I know a girl who said her mom was a health nut and she grew up always hungry because her mom underfed her because she was constantly under eating. That's an interesting one, man. That's an interesting one. She said it messed her up and she wound up overeating when she became an adult because she was always scared of starving. I don't want to doubt anyone's experience because I don't know that woman, but hey, you know, that's unfortunate, man. That's all I can say is that's unfortunate, man. That's all I can say. If you are just the big back Latino posing as a ninja who believes skinny mamas are crackheads and cannot cook, don't watch the podcast. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. He a fake Latino.
We do not care.
He a fake Latino, man.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Oh, my God, yo. That fake Latino shit is hilarious. Do they really know how to cook, or do they overuse store-bought shredded cheese and salted butter? Oh, brother.
Let him cook.
Vergolian Vixen out here cooking. That's a great question, man. A great freaking question, dog. Yo, y'all are insane, bro. Y'all are freaking hilarious, dog. Well, I got some good laughs today, man. Jess V, what up, man? Oops. Yeah, y'all are crazy, man. Hey, another fire episode. One of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yo, we gotta look in and see if dude is faking as a Latino, man. I personally know a few fat vegans. The math ain't mathing. It just shows calorie intake regardless of source matters. Absolutely. Those people with those big back moms probably believe that purple Kool-Aid is a type of fruit juice. Damn sure wouldn't be surprised, man. Hey, bro. Hey, man. You know, before we close out, you know, go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. If you're looking for some coaching, you can join my community. The link is in the description. I got a Nutri-Meal plans, 50% off your first order. Promo code CMartyFit50. That link is in the description as well. And obviously, if you want some one-on-one coaching, you could DM me for that or tell me on the show, and we'll figure out how to get in touch. But anyway, like I said, another fire episode. And you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you're going to be a fake big back Latino out here telling women they're supposed to be big, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern, man. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And yeah, see y'all Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dumb the Monko.